to News Kids. I'm Rose.
And I'm Zara.
And together we're presenting this weekly podcast about what's going on in our world today. Each week we cover top stories across world news, politics, science, technology, entertainment and arts.
Hello, this is Zara. Welcome to the first episode of Season 4 of News Kids, where we're talking about the fuel crisis and other shortages in the UK, and the recent outage of social media platforms. We'll also be talking about National Poetry Day and volcanoes erupting. In recent days, the headlines have been dominated by the fuel crisis in the UK. Lots of people have been struggling to fill their cars with petrol, and we have seen lots of images of people queuing for hours for fuel at petrol stations, and even people fighting at petrol stations. Some stations were forced to temporarily close as they had run out of petrol. It started on the 23rd of September when BP warned that it would have to temporarily close a handful of its petrol stations because of a lack of drivers. And after that, long queues started to build up outside the stations across the UK as people feared that fuel might run out. The UK government has been keen to stress that there's no shortage of petrol in the UK. There's lots of petrol in the refineries, but there are problems getting the petrol to the stations as there's a shortage of heavy goods vehicle drivers to deliver the petrol to the stations. As a result, senior ministers met and agreed to allow 5,000 temporary visas for foreign fuel tankers and food lorry drivers so that there would be some extra drivers in the UK for the next 3 months. The government also started using its fleet of reserve fuel petrol tankers to help boost fuel deliveries with about 200 Army and RAF personnel helping deliver fuel to petrol stations. The Petrol Retailers Association, which represents nearly 5,500 of the UK's 8,000 petrol stations, said that the worst affected areas have seen a marginal improvement but still face a challenging time. A number of fuel suppliers and retailers have also made statements encouraging people to fill up as normal so that there are no shortages because of people panic buying. The lack of HGV drivers remains a concern. However, it is estimated that the UK needs about 100,000 more HGV drivers to meet demand. The coronavirus pandemic meant that a lot of drivers from Europe went home due to travel restrictions, and very few returned partly because of new changes brought in as a result of Brexit, which has meant that travelling through UK borders has become more difficult and takes longer. The value of the pound has also fallen against the euro, and so a lot of European HGV drivers find it less appealing to be paid in pounds. Finally, some old drivers have retired, and there is a backlog in HGV driver tests due to the pandemic, and so they have not yet been replaced with new drivers. This has all been very worrying, and I know my family in the UK has really struggled to get petrol to go to work or use their cars to go anywhere. It is also worrying thinking about doctors and teachers not being able to get to work. The London Mayor, Sadiq Khan, wants key workers like doctors to be given priority access at petrol stations. But so far, the government has not announced any plans to give priority to key workers. It's good to hear that the situation is easing up a little, and I hope it does continue to improve.
Hi, it's Rose here. There was global disruption on Monday evening when social media platform Facebook, together with its sibling sites WhatsApp and Instagram, disappeared offline for a 6-hour outage. meaning no one could access these apps during this period. Facebook said the blackout has been caused by an internal technical issue, which not only affected Facebook services, but reportedly also employees' work passes and email. When Facebook's employees arrived at their offices to fix the issue, they were not able to access the building. Web infrastructure firm Cloudflare said it was as if someone had pulled the cables from their data centres all at once and disconnected them from the internet. Whilst outages had happened before, disappearing offline for such a long time is a rare event. The outage had a huge knock-on effect, demonstrating just how many people and businesses are reliant on such a small number of online services. Down Detector, which tracks online problems, said some 10.6 million problems were reported around the world, the largest number ever recorded. More than 3.5 billion people worldwide are believed to use Facebook, Messenger, Instagram, and WhatsApp. For many users, losing access to Facebook services was just an inconvenience. But for some small businesses in the developing world, without other reliable ways to communicate with customers, it may have been a serious problem. Likewise, some organisations where staff are still working remotely after the pandemic now rely on WhatsApp to keep colleagues in touch. Many people took to another social media platform, Twitter, to complain about the problem. Twitter joked, "Hello, literally everyone," as people flocked there to find out what was going on. The outage was certainly costly for Facebook, a company which made over $86 billion in revenue last year. Experts have used this number to approximate the average loss incurred by the company on Monday at $163,565 for every minute of the outage. Over the 6-hour period, this sums up to roughly $60 million in lost revenue.
Hello, this is Isa. Did you know that the 7th of October is National Poetry Day? It is an annual celebration on the first Thursday of October and encourages everyone to enjoy, discover and share poetry. National Poetry Day was founded in 1994 by the charity Forward Arts Foundation, whose mission is to celebrate excellence in poetry and increase its audience. There are lots of events across the UK, at schools, in libraries and public spaces, both online and offline, all celebrating the power of poetry to bring people together. This year's theme is called Choice. The Poetry Society in the UK has suggested we explore a poem called The Story of Squiddly Diddly, which is a poem about marine conservation by Theodora Shillitoe, and encourages young people to think about how the choices we make affect the environment. I really enjoyed reading it. It was the story of Squiddly Diddly, who helped save lots of other fish when they got stuck in rubbish thrown in the ocean. And then, one day, when Squiddly Diddly gets stuck, all the fish he has helped help him. The poem ends with the words, "The next time you want to go out for a drink, stop it and bin it. Recycle and think."
Hi, it's Lily here with some interesting volcano news. This week, BBC Newsround reported new information about what is believed to be the world's largest ever underwater volcanic eruption. On 15th of May 2018, a 5.8 magnitude earthquake shook the island of Mayotte between East Africa and Madagascar. However, the earthquake was in fact caused by an enormous underwater volcanic eruption. It was so powerful that it created a new volcanic island that has been growing in size each year. The eruption was caused when lava was pushed upwards from the Earth's mantle, which is along the Earth's inner layers, or it split off to form a lava channel. The lava was then pushed up towards the surface through the Earth's crust, causing minor earthquakes as it moved, before causing a big quake as it erupted under the sea. In their research paper about the event, The scientist said, "This is the largest active submarine eruption ever documented." Scientists have been studying the area around the volcano since February 2019 using an underwater network of seismometers, which are special tools that measure earthquakes. This network had detected around 17,000 seismic events as deep as 20 to 50 kilometers below the ocean floor. The new volcano and this latest research has been helping scientists to understand more about what goes on deep under the Earth's surface, which we still don't know much about. Meanwhile, lava is continuing to spill from the volcano, which erupted on the Canary Islands on the 19th of September, destroying empty villages, schools, and hundreds of homes. Fortunately, as a mass evacuation took place, no serious injuries have been reported on the island, and nobody has been killed since the eruption began. It sounds very frightening. I am very glad I don't live near a volcano.
That's all for this week. I hope you enjoyed our show, and thank you for listening.